Welcome in to Locked On Phillies. The Phillies lose a tough one last night against the Atlanta Braves. A call up today and a new cleanup hitter. I'll break down all of it on today's Locked On Phillies.
You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, this is Locked On Phillies. I'm your host, Connor Thomas, the mustachioed still Connor Thomas, if you're watching on YouTube. I want to thank you all for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And today's episode is brought to you by Sports Card Investor. Hey, Phillies fans, you are going to love this. Today's episode brought to you by Sports Card Investor. Welcome to the world of trading cards reimagined. Stay tuned later in the show for more information on this awesome new tool for card collectors. You're going to want to check out the Sports Card Investor app. I'll tell you more about that coming up when we do some of our ad reads, but they bring us today's episode. And let me tell you, some nice things about sports cards is you can, well, sell ones that have been performing well, and you can buy ones that you think are going to take off. Well, right now it might be time to buy into Nick Castellanos, because there's not much lower than he can go right now. He's had a tough stretch. We'll discuss it a little bit. Let's talk overview of the game last night, though. The Phillies take on the Braves. They lose 5-3. Matt Olson goes yard twice for the visiting Atlanta Braves, one in the first inning, one later in the game at a pivotal point, talking about, of course, his eighth inning home run to put the Braves up 4-3, which would have been enough. Of course, they score again in the top of the ninth. Just running through the scoring plays, the Braves went back-to-back on Zach Wheeler to start the game. Not totally to start, but I mean in the top of the first inning. Travis d'Arnaud homer to left center. Matt Olson homer to right off of a slider. And just like that, it's 2-0 from Jump Street. Then the Phillies, they actually make some hay against Charlie Morton in the bottom of the inning. JT Realmuto with a much-needed RBI single. Kyle Schwarber, who walked and extended his on-base streak to 31 games, he scored. Now, Atlanta worked out of a jam there. And then in the top of the third, Travis d'Arnaud got his second RBI of the game with a single to center. Then in the bottom of the sixth, well, the Phils, they still face Charlie Morton. Morton's still in the game, despite having a little bit of shakiness. A lot of control issues, a couple walks issued by Charlie Morton. Well, Odubel Herrera, grounds out to second, fielder's choice, scoring Didi Gregorius, and it allows the Phillies to make it a one-run game. And then, off the Atlanta bullpen in the bottom of the seventh, Kyle Schwarber hits a moonshot to straightaway center, 422 feet. We're tied at three, and it looks like the Phillies are going to have a chance to score in either the bottom of the eighth or bottom of the ninth to win it. And then, excuse me, just like that, an unplanned explosion out of Matt Olson. And his bat, he goes yard again off of Andrew Bellotti this time. Homer to right center, 395 feet. No doubter off his bat. It's 4-3 in the top of the eighth. And then the top of the ninth, Duvall doubles to left, scoring Arcia. And just, it was 5-3. And at that point, he kind of felt like the Phillies weren't going to rally from there. Now, would I call this a bad loss? No, not really. Wheeler pitched well. The bullpen wasn't terrible. Like, Bellotti gave up one home run, and Brad Hand gave up that RBI to Duvall. But it was just, you lose 5-3. The offense needs to be a little bit better in clutch spots. And the main person I point to in this one, well, we got to talk about Rob Thompson's decision to pinch hit, or not pinch hit for, rather, Mickey Moniak. And then also Nick Castellanos and what he did. A couple of huge opportunities. He went 0-for-4 again. Let me just tell you what Nick Castellanos is hitting right now. He's batting .248, which it's just not an acceptable average for a player making his amount of money and a player of his caliber. He has no home runs in the month of June. The power numbers aren't there either. He's only slugging .381. And for a guy of his caliber, it's frankly not good enough, especially with Bryce Harper out. He batted in the three-hole last night. He's in the three-hole again tonight. And I need more from Nick Castellanos if this team is going to be successful. Rhys Hoskins has cooled off a little bit, but he's had hot stretches. JT Realmuto, he's heating back up now. He's only batting .238, but he was batting significantly below that. He's having a better month here in June. But Nick Castellanos is kind of the guy that hasn't gotten it going yet. He had a slight surge at the beginning of the season, but still not with the power numbers. And he's going to have to get the Phillies to a point where they can compete without Bryce Harper. It's going to come off his bat in the middle of the lineup, or we're going to need it to if they're going to do it. There's no guarantee at this point. It's time to start worrying a little bit about Nick Castellanos and his production. I've said this before. I'll say it again if you haven't heard it. When Nick Castellanos struggles, it automatically looks worse than the average major league player struggles. Because when Rhys Hoskins hits like a cold stretch, well, he still sees four or five pitches in a bat. When Kyle Schwarber hits a cold stretch, he sees four or five pitches in a bat. The problem with Nick Castellanos is he's very aggressive. So when he gets out and when he hits a cold stretch, it looks much worse than what it does for other players. Meanwhile, he may not be in as big of a slump as we think he is just because he swings at everything. So hopefully he'll come back around and he could be on the verge of figuring it out. Think about it. We were having the same conversation about Kyle Schwarber in April, in May, and then when June rolled around, he just turned into an absolute world beater, one of the best hitters on the planet. Nick Castellanos could be right around the corner from that, but it's time to start being concerned about him and keep some focus on that. Now, Zach Eflin went to the injured list yesterday prior to the game. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. He's on the 15-day IL with a knee bruise. The Phillies will have to probably use Bailey Falter in that spot for a couple of starts while Eflin gets healthy. Honestly, kind of a good thing because Eflin was so bad recently early in games that you felt like there had to be something wrong with him. If there wasn't, I would have been more worried. Now it's just like, okay, well, we'll deal with the recovery time and you move on. But things are getting a little thin for the Phillies right now, and they need to continue to tread water towards the All-Star break before their schedule starts to get really, really easy down the back stretch. But tough loss. We move on. That's why they play so often in baseball. And another game tonight, a new face will be in the designated hitter spot. He'll be batting cleanup. I'll tell you about him and what to expect from Game 2 between the Phillies and Braves coming up next on today's Locked On Phillies. All right, I promised you I'd tell you more about the Sports Card Investor app. Well, here it is. It's the world of sports cards reimagined. The Sports Card Investor app is the hobby's most powerful resource. You can quickly check the value of your favorite cards. You can find great deals on cards you want to purchase. And you can profit from the hobby you love. It's completely free in the Google Play and Apple App Stores. Doesn't cost you a cent to get on there. And the Sports Card Investor app, well, that makes it a must-have for baseball fans. Or even if you're just kind of a baseball fan, you're more of a Phillies fan. Well, maybe you like football cards, basketball cards, everything. It's not just baseball cards. There are over 630,000 cards. Every sport's represented. There are hundreds more added each week. You can check the latest value of your cards using, they've got 7-day or 30-day value charts so you can tell where certain cards are trending. Like Kyle Schwarber's would probably be through the roof right now. Nick Castellanos, maybe not so much, but you can check that. It's kind of like playing stocks, but they're cards. They're more fun. They're collectible. Or you can just keep them for nostalgia. Stuff like that. It's a beautiful thing to be able to use cards that you enjoy, that bring you nostalgia, to make some money as well. Maybe you just want to do it as kind of like a side hobby, as a fun pastime. All of that works great for the Sports Card Investor app. I mean, I used to love opening up cards when I'd get them from, you know, the checkout aisle. They'd be right by the belt. It's not really a conveyor belt, but you know what I'm talking about, where you set your items. Right above that would always be the baseball cards, so I'd always get to pick out a pack. My parents were nice enough. Well, now you don't have to wait for your parents to take you to the store. You can go and get the Sports Card Investor app, buy your cards yourself, and even profit from them. It's great like that. So download the Sports Card Investor app today. It's available for free in the Google Play and Apple App Stores, or go to sportscardinvestor.com/lockedon. All right, so it's time to preview Game 2, and the Phillies have made a call-up. The Phillies have gone down to the minor leagues and selected the contract of Derek Hall. Now, if you're not familiar with Hall, it's his first time up in the majors. He'll be making his debut tonight, and he's going to be doing so in the cleanup spot. And let me tell you why. He's a power-hitting left-hander. Wright, who the Phillies are facing tonight, of course, that's Kyle Wright, that is. He is a right-handed pitcher, so it sets up perfectly for Hall to get his first at-bats at a major league level. All he's done down in Lehigh Valley this year, he's hit 20 home runs as of his most recent game in AAA. It's a lot of power for that level, and it made the Phillies feel comfortable bringing him up and giving him some at-bats at the major league level. Mickey Moniak, not a strong left-handed bat right now, could use another one to come off the bench. And also, he could play first base. He's played a little bit of outfield as well, so who knows if he'll get a chance there. But just DHing tonight and batting in that cleanup spot, we'll get to see what the kid has got as far as power swings. But he's a guy, he's not one of the top prospects for the Phillies, but a guy who is having a great year, is hot right now, brings a specialty. He might not be an everyday major league first baseman. I don't know this for sure. He just might not. But I know his calling card is power from the left side, and that's something that the Phillies need more of with Bryce Harper out. There you go. Perfect fit. Derek Hall, come on up. Welcome to the Major League Club. He gets his first swings tonight. We're all going to be rooting for him. Played very well down in AAA. And listen, I hope he works out. I like also what Rob Thompson's doing in that he's playing him in the designated hitter spot. It might be a lot to think about. Oh, I got to play defense at the major league level. I got to hit. I have this, that, and the other thing. But take all the thought process out of it. Just get your bats in, kid. Don't worry about fielding the position or knowing other players. Just go up there, face the pitcher, see the ball, hit the ball, do something great for us. And I kind of like that for his first start. And we'll see how long he'll be up with the team and how many games he will start. He'll probably get a play at first base when Rhys Hoskins gets the rest day. But we'll see. He's got the tools to be a major league power hitter. Does he have the tools to be a major league hitter, though? That is the question and something we'll keep an eye on. But looking at the rest of the lineup for game two, the Phillies go with Schwarber, Hoskins, Castellanos, the aforementioned Hall in the cleanup spot, then JT, Didi, Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott, Mickey Moniak going again in center field. Those bottom two batting 174 and 143 respectively. And they'll face pretty much the same lineup that they saw last night from the Atlanta Braves. The guys to watch out for: Dansby Swanson hitting nearly 300, and Matt Olson with two homers. Our old pal Phil Goose Gosselin is playing second base for Atlanta tonight in that game. And like I said, Kyle Wright on the mound. So you have the pitching matchup of Suarez versus Wright. Advantage probably slightly to Suarez, but it's kind of a wash considering his control issues this year. This was going to be the tough game for the Phillies to win in this series. And, well, after dropping Wheeler's start, now you've really got to make up some ground if you want to win this series in tonight's game. This is the only way they can win the series, rather, not just make up some ground. You literally have to win tonight's game or you're going to lose the series. And the Phillies have won six of their last seven series. Would love to see them fight and give themselves a chance with Nola going tomorrow evening to win the series. What needs to be done better tonight to capitalize? Well, you need guys like Castellanos or JT Realmuto when they get into big spots to have big hits. You need the bottom of the order to contribute something. Mickey Moniak unable to hit literally anything last night. And Bryson Stott didn't look great either. Alec had a solid night, but you need some of those guys down at the bottom of the order to contribute something big tonight if you're going to win. And I think the bullpen has to be just slightly better, if that's fair. It's a little nitpicking, especially with the quality of this bullpen, but Sir Anthony Dominguez not used yesterday. I'd imagine he's available for any high-pressure innings tonight, and that is another key to this game for me. Meanwhile, chasing Kyle Wright early and getting to that Atlanta bullpen earlier than they did last night could be a factor, especially since the team is shorthanded, not only in the pen, but no Albies, no Acuna. And by the way, Noah Acuna, again, still out with that foot injury, not in the starting lineup. So the Phillies still have a chance. They were favored in the ESPN analytics when I last looked at it. So favored in this game, based at least on what ESPN says. I don't think the line favors them. They're probably slight plus money, but a very winnable game for the Phillies and something that we need to see when they have these troubles without Bryce Harper, a bounce back game. That rests strongly on starting pitchers. It rests strongly on the middle of the lineup. And it rests strongly on the manager to learn from mistakes that he may have made the game before. Like, I don't know, not pitch hitting for Mickey Moniak, lefty on lefty, when he doesn't have a career hit against a left-hander. Yeah, I would maybe do that different tonight if we get into that situation. But, hey, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. All that I know is another baseball game tonight, another chance for the Philadelphia Phillies to take a win over the Atlanta Braves. And let's just hope they get it done. But I'm also going to be rooting on Derek Hall in his first opportunity as a Major League Baseball player. So fun little side storyline to tonight's game, and hopefully it goes the Phillies' way. On the other side, we're going to wrap up with Off the Poll. We're going to respond to a question about Bryce Harper and how he being out, his being out rather, affects the team, and see kind of mentally where you're at with that. Bryce Harper had thumb surgery today. Sounds like everything went according to plan. Still no timetable for return, but it looks like it's going to be somewhere between, I don't know, just big range, 6 to 10 weeks. So we'll see. But optimism, he could return before the season's over. We'll talk Off the Poll and what happens if he can't or in his absence. And I want to see where your heads are at. And luckily, I have your responses. So all that comes up next as we wrap up today's Locked On Phillies. All right, let me tell you about BlueNile.com. Blue Nile is awesome. If you're ready to pop the question, you can find the perfect engagement ring with Blue Nile. If you're just looking for a milestone moment to celebrate, well, fine jewelry is unique as her. Everyday fine jewelry is just as available. Bracelets, rings, not engagement rings, but just rings in general. And they do have engagement rings too. Necklaces, earrings, all of this good stuff. You can find it at BlueNile.com. They have simple online tools that help you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as a setting style on any engagement ring you might be interested in. Each ring's one of a kind. Because of that, they have jewelry experts on hand 24/7 available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. And the best part, well, the way it returns, the way it shows up, she's never going to know until she opens it. So you get to have your special surprise moment. So you make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off a purchase of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. So use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging, just like I was telling you about, that won't give away what's inside. So shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. This episode is also brought to you by Rock Auto. Now, there's always new cars, makes, models coming out, new parts, everything. I can't keep up with it. I know you can't keep up with it, but you know who can? Rock Auto can. They're awesome. Now, you go down to the corner store, and they only have what's physically in stock there. They can't help you with everything as much as they'd like to try, and Rock Auto absolutely can. That makes going to rockauto.com a no-brainer. First off, not to mention, you're choosing to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more in some cases when you buy your parts from a chain store rather than Rock Auto. They get it cheaper, they get it faster for you, and they're a family business who have been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, so they know exactly how to help each and every customer. They've got everything you could ever need. They've got a surplus of parts. So go ahead and check out Rock Auto. Find what you need to either update, repair, improve your car, everything that you could possibly want to do to your vehicle, they can help you at Rock Auto. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com. All right, it's time for Off the Pole. So if you're not familiar with Off the Pole, it's a little play on words about like hitting a ball off the foul pole. Off the Poll, though, I place a poll question out on our Twitter account at @LO_Phillies, and I also retweet it from my main account at ConnorThomas975. We ask the poll question, we respond to it in the next episode. That way, your voice can be heard as far as what you're feeling with certain topics that I want to bring up, kind of pick the mind of the fan base. So our Off the Poll question that we're using for today's episode, we've already got the responses on this: what will the Phillies do during Bryce Harper's absence? There are three options. They either could continue to excel, tread water, and in parentheses I put play 500 ball, or fall apart. So tread water at 500 ball is 69.2% of the responses. So most of you are right there in the median ground. 23.1% of you, though, said fall apart. Nearly a quarter think this team is going to fall apart without Bryce Harper, and only 7.7% think that they're going to excel. Here's what that means to me. Really, the ceiling of this team is hanging on by a thread. They need Bryce Harper back. They need to stay alive until he comes back. And very few of you out there feel that they have a chance to excel and continue to play like well over 500 or even slightly over 500 ball with Bryce Harper out. More likely to most of you that they fall completely apart than they continue to exceed expectations or exceed regular play. And I'll be honest, that worries me a little bit because I kind of feel like they could still excel without Bryce Harper, given how easy the schedule can be at parts looking forward. But I take Treadwater because I think that leaves them, if Bryson's gone 6 weeks, comes back end of August, and what you're looking at is a late September, early October stretch where Bryce and the Phillies have just got to hit it hard for a month and hopefully make up enough ground to get in the wild card race. Yeah, I mean, I would sign for that, possibly, depending on how far back they are, but I'd feel much better about them continuing to excel. So I'm going to have to disagree with the majority on this one, but you're probably going to end up being closer to right when everything's all said and done. I just want to believe that they're going to be able to excel. But that's where I stand. It's nice to pick your brain every once in a while on that. And that's where we'll wrap up today's Locked On Phillies. I want to thank you for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. Now make your second listen Locked On MLB Prospects. Lindsey Crosby is awesome. He knows all of the prospects, top to bottom, high A to triple A to low A to double A, all of the A's, even the college ranks, some high school prep arms and players. Just follow Lindsey Crosby on Locked On MLB Prospects. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts for all the latest news from down on the farm and even down in college or high school. And looking at the draft coming up, it's a perfect time to get on that. Thank you, as always, for listening to Locked On Phillies. Make sure you're rating, reviewing, subscribing, doing all that good stuff that you do for all your favorite podcasts. I know I'm number one, though. Gotta be. Because we're the only ones who cover your team every day, day in and day out, and give you this great Phillies content. So make sure you're locked in on Locked On Phillies. And I will talk to you all tomorrow.